Welcome to North Valley Church's Sermon Podcast. Today, we are doing a Family Sunday, and we are doing a one-off sermon from the Gospel Project called Melchizedek Blesses Abraham. If you'd like to find out more about our podcasts or North Valley Church, you can check out our website at nvcmd.org.
Good morning again. So my name is Dan. I'm the lead pastor here at North Valley Church. And you can see we got our kid feel going on. We today, we're doing a family service, and today we're leaning into the lesson that they did, well, that would have been part of the kids program that we did downstairs. We do the Gospel Project, and we are doing their lesson today. So today I get to stand here and I get to be reminded of remind myself that I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed by Becca LaWall, right? She did a bunch of stuff to make the trunk or treat happen, and I didn't have to. Yes, right? So that's the way it works. That blesses me, right? I'm blessed by Alex Sharika, right? Alex is coordinating and managing the renovation of our sensory room downstairs, right? Alex coordinating that and making that happen means I can turn some of those details. That blesses me, right? I'm blessed by, dare I say it, Grant Kreger. Right? Pit G helps me coordinate and make wise decisions. I get to bounce stuff off of him. He preaches for me once a month, so I get a chance to take a break. I am blessed by Grant Kreger. I want you to think about God's working inside these people, and it provides me with a blessing. If you were in North Valley Kids last week, you got to meet somebody named Abraham. Who remembers meeting Abraham last week in North Valley Kids? All right, yeah. Last week, you talked about a guy named Abraham and that he received a covenant from God. Well, today we're going to have another story about Abraham. Abraham's going to meet a new guy named Melchizedek, and Melchizedek is going to bless Abraham.
God had chosen Abraham to be the father of a large family, a great nation through whom God would bless the entire world. Abraham was 75 years old when he obeyed God's call to go to a new land. He left his home in Haran with his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, and all of his possessions and servants. They traveled to the land of Canaan. God reminded Abraham of his promise. Abraham and Lot moved throughout the land. Finally, Abraham decided to separate from his nephew Lot because the land could not support all of their people and animals at the same time. So Lot chose where he would live near a city called Sodom, and Abraham went to Hebron. In those days, four kings in the area got together and fought a war against five other kings, including the king of Sodom, where Lot lived. In the end, the four kings won against the five. Their armies took everything, all the goods and people, from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The kings even captured Lot and then went on their way. One survivor found Abraham and told him what had happened. Abraham gathered together 318 men, and they went after the four kings. Abraham's small army attacked the kings and their armies at night, defeated them, and chased them off. Abraham brought back Lot, many possessions, and also many people. When Abraham returned from the battle, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, came to Abraham. Melchizedek was a priest to God Most High. Melchizedek blessed Abraham and said, "God has blessed Abraham. Let everyone bless God, who created heaven and earth, because he has handed over Abraham's enemies." Then Abraham gave Melchizedek a gift, 1/10 of everything he had. Melchizedek.
Oh.
God had chosen Abraham to be the father of a large family. Blessed Abraham. Let everyone bless God. Melchizedek, a gift. One-tenth of everything he had. Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Melchizedek reminds us of Jesus, an even greater priest and king who lives forever. Jesus died on the cross and rose again to bless all who trust in him by providing forgiveness and eternal life.
All right, so we learned about a guy named Melchizedek who met Abraham. Abraham had done something really good, and Melchizedek showed up and blessed Abraham, and he was a priest of the Most High God. And in response for receiving a blessing from God, Abraham blessed Melchizedek back. In the video, they talked about Abraham giving one-tenth of everything he had to Melchizedek. So when we receive blessings from God, Abraham teaches us we should respond. We can respond in lots of different ways. We can respond in song and worship. We can respond by doing what it is that God says. Or we can respond by giving some of our finances and time. So think about the times that God has blessed you and how you can bless God back. Right? If you are in fifth grade or less, we have some bags up here for you. Let the herd begin. Come grab yourself a bag. The colors are swapped from what we've done in the past. If you are a nursery kid, 2 years or younger, you get a blue bag. Everyone else gets a yellow bag. Hey, buddy, I like your outfit. We'll talk later. All right, all the kids got bags? All right, we're good. Thank you, helpers. So for those of us who were unable to get a goodie bag, let's continue the conversation. If you noticed at the end of that video, there was a connection between this interaction between Melchizedek and Abraham and Jesus. That the guy in the video said something about, wow, we don't have Melchizedek, but we have Jesus. And there's a connection there with that. So the lesson today came from Genesis chapter 14. But beyond Genesis chapter 14, the writer of Hebrews spends some time in Hebrews chapter 5 and chapter 7 making a connection between Jesus and Melchizedek. So for us adults, this is our adult swim during the kids' time here. Well, I'm going to hang out here with this idea of Melchizedek somehow foreshadowing and predicting what was going to go on with Jesus. So in the New Testament, which was written 2,000 years ago, that is 2,000 years later than Melchizedek. Melchizedek and Abraham were on the planet like 1900 BC, 2000 BC. So there's this huge separation in time. Yet Melchizedek is a foreshadow of Jesus. We're going to look at Hebrews in a minute, but I want to start with a few verses in Psalm. Psalm 110, written by David around 1000 BC, says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever if you've got your notes and your underline and stuff, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So this was written almost 1,000 years after Melchizedek and 1,000 years before Jesus. David, the writer of this psalm, makes this connection. Man, there's something about who Melchizedek is that's going to be important about who Jesus is. So now I want us, as the adults, the kids are playing with the bags, but we get the time travel. Everybody ready? Pretend you're a Jew living around Jesus' time. The only priests you knew were the ones as defined by the law. I'm going to call them the Levitical priesthood. Moses came and God set up the law through Moses, and that defined who the priests were. That priests had to be in the tribe of Levi. And so the only thing you've known is if you want to be a priest, you have to have come from this tribe. The writer of Hebrews to the Hebrews of the time knew that he needed to break that. This is one of those truths that we just kind of take for granted. But in this time, it was kind of big deal. So why don't we just take a moment and go, oh my gosh, that was important. This is important. That this writer in Psalms says, Jesus, he's foreshadowing, he's predicting a prophecy about the Messiah. When you see the word you in Psalm 110:4, that is Jesus. That is the Messiah. That's Jesus fulfilling the Messiah. And he's on the order of Melchizedek. What does that mean? I want you to think about Melchizedek was a priest of God before Levi was even born. He was a priest of God before Moses was born. Somehow Melchizedek became a priest of God outside the Levitical law and was recognized by Abraham. Jesus is that same kind of priest. In that time, you would have struggled, but Jesus isn't a Levi. He's from the tribe of Judah. But 1,000 years before that, God knew that that was going to come up, put Melchizedek in Abraham's story, pointed to it by David writing this psalm, that there will be a priest, the Messiah, who will be your priest, but he's not going to be following the law of Moses. He's not going to be a Levitical priest. He's going to be in the order of Melchizedek. So there's an important theologic truth there of how we can justify Jesus being our priest, because Melchizedek set the model. Melchizedek was a foreshadow way back, like 2,000 years before Jesus, but he looked like Jesus. He set this example for us to see 2,000 years later. The guy in the video also said, we don't have Melchizedek, but we have Jesus who blesses us, and Jesus is better. Jesus blesses us better than Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Out of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, it says that he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him and was designated by God to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. That we've got this blessing from Jesus of eternal salvation. That 2,000 years ago when Jesus lived a perfect life and he died on the cross and was sacrificed for our sins, he gave us a blessing, an eternal blessing, an opportunity for us to have our sins paid for. Cooler yet, when he rose from the dead 3 days later, he promised to give us that same resurrection. We have blessings that far exceed anything that Melchizedek was able to give to Abraham. We are blessed through Christ. Not only do we have an eternal blessing of salvation, but we have a real-time blessing right now today. The Holy Spirit lives inside. When we put our faith and trust in who Jesus is, we have the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us and walks with us. He guides us. He comforts us. He strengthens us to do God's will. We are blessed by Christ. If you've never thought about that, if you've never thought about accepting who Jesus is and saying, hey, today's the day I want that blessing. to be able to do that, you need to accept and recognize who the blesser is. That Jesus blesses us, but we need to recognize that he died for my sins, that he rose from the dead, and that I'm in need of that kind of blessing. And if you've never done that before today, man, come talk to me. Talk to me today. If you don't think you can do that today, you can shoot me an email at info@nvcmd.org. But let's not go past today without being in that place that I can receive this kind of blessings from God. There is a general blessing that we all receive. But you know what? There is a personal side to our blessing as well. Right? I started speaking, talking about the blessings that I've received from Becca and Alex and Grant. How has God maybe been blessing you recently? Maybe he's been blessing you in your job and you've been really productive. Or maybe he's been blessing you in a relationship. Or maybe he's been blessing you because you've had some hard things to go through and he's blessing you through healing. I would love for you today just to take a moment when we have some prayer time in a couple minutes. I would love for you to be able to take a moment and go, man, how is Jesus blessing me personally? I've got this general blessing that all of us are participating in, but man, God interacts with us individually as well. I would love for us to be able to think about and share for ourselves that blessing that we receive from God. Abraham, when he received the blessing from Melchizedek, he responded to it. He responded by giving 10% of what he had to Melchizedek. Abraham responded to the blessing he received from Melchizedek. And just like we talked last week, we've got all these riches of grace that we receive from God. All these blessings that we receive from God, there's kind of appropriate for us to respond to that. We just don't keep them so that we can make ourselves feel good. We are blessed so that we can respond. Last week, we talked about good works, that God prepares good works for us to do. And when we do those things, it honors and blesses God. Proverbs 3:9 says that when we tithe and give back to God, it honors God when we bless him with our first fruits. In Hebrews 7:4, it says, just think how great Melchizedek was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the plunder. Right? Again, think about the context this is written in. The writer of Hebrews is trying to communicate to these Jews 2,000 years ago how big a deal that is, that Melchizedek, not a Levitical priest, accepted offerings from Abraham. Abraham's the dude, right? Abraham is like the father of our faith. God worked through Abraham to establish the Hebrew nation and eventually create the line of Jesus. We are blessed through all that from Abraham, but Abraham recognized something in Melchizedek he wanted to bless back. Jesus is on the order of Melchizedek, but better. How much more can we have the opportunity to bless God back? I would love for us just to take a few minutes today, maybe this week, and think about the blessings that we've received from God. And how can we bless God back? Man, we can bless him back through being obedient, following Christ, doing the things he wants us to do, not doing the things he doesn't want us to do. We can bless God back by doing good works that he's prepared for us, serving in the church, helping out the poor. There are opportunities for us to do good works. We can bless God back through our tithes and offerings. I remember the first time I heard the word 10% in church. I like went into shock and panic attack, right? 10%, you're out of your mind. And there was no way it was going to happen. But I went home and I was convicted. I'm like, wow, I think I'm supposed to be blessing God back. That there needs to be some routine about how I give to God. And so I couldn't do 10%, but I went home and I said, did the budget, I can do 1%. And I started there. Today, after we're doing it for a handful of years, we're at the point where we can do that. So I want you to think about how you can bless God back with your time and your treasure and your talents. God's gifted us with unique things. I hope that you are able to take some time this morning and this week to think about how God has blessed you, how Melchizedek was a type of Jesus Christ and the Messiah, and that he is our priest, even though he wasn't part of the line of Levi. And I can honor God, I can bless God through serving and giving and doing the things he wants me to do. I would like to invite the band back up. And while they are coming up, if you could please just bow your heads for a moment. Remember earlier I talked about how are the ways that God has been blessing you personally? I would love for you to take a moment and just reflect. How am I blessed? It's a bit noisy in here, but you know what? All those little voices, they're a blessing too. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment and let you reflect on the blessings that you've been receiving from God. Father, we come before you this morning thankful and grateful for how you blessed us. And you bless us by the community we get to be part of. Bless us in what it is that we were able to accomplish last night. And you bless us with all the short people that you bring into our lives. And you blessed us through Jesus Christ with eternal salvation. That's always a place that we can go to. If you're struggling finding a way that God's blessed you, man, start with Jesus. That he loved you so much, he died on the cross. That if you turn to him and say, man, I'm sorry, I need to have a restart and a reset and a refresh in my life, he is faithful and will give you that forgiveness. You put your trust in him, accept his leadership and his forgiveness in your life, and you can experience that transformation. That you're set for eternity, but he wants to work in and through you right now today. And let's praise God. He is so good. He is so good and blesses us in so many ways, some of which we don't even recognize. Let's take a moment and bless God for his goodness as we close out this service. In Jesus' name.
Rise and worship. We're going to close out with one more song.